Hey, you're here late. I just wrapped up the sci-fi fantasy book club meeting. I told the librarian I'd check to see if anyone else was here because she's busy up front. Yep, everyone else has gone home. Back here, it's just you and me. We missed you in the book club this week. Why didn't you come? Is everything okay? Oh, you don't have to apologise. It's totally fine. I understand if you wanted some time to yourself. That's really important. We're still on the same book, so you didn't miss anything. What are you reading right now? Oh my God, you like this author? Honey, this is my favourite author. Yeah, no joke, I swear. I love this writer. I've read everything she's ever put out. I actually requested this to be added to the library's collection, so I'd have it around to read. The librarian is a huge fan too, so she slipped it in an order with some other books. And you're enjoying this, huh? Wow, that's really impressive. This is advanced. Lots of mature content, you know? Adult themes. Really specific and detailed writing. Not something you usually find out of school. Things get pretty intense. Are you doing okay with those parts? Yes, immersive. That's absolutely correct. It's a book you get lost in, you know. Each part just flows into the next, even though her language is so complex. What chapter are you on? Oh my God, you've just finished my favourite part. The scene in the room at the top of the mansion when the Countess leads the boy to the top of the manor. He looks in the room and it's huge, and the further he walks in, the less he's sure whether it's real or if he's dreaming. And with every step, she changes a little more. Holy fuck, that scene is hot. Yeah, well, I'm fairly sure this is the first time this particular book has been discussed by a teacher and a student at this school. Yeah, precisely. We've broken new ground. God, I just love how your brain works. Do you not hear that often? About how smart you are. How lovely it is to watch your brain work like this. Oh, that's terrible. I hate that. You should definitely hear about it. A boy like you should hear things like that all the time. A boy like you. Tell you what. The librarian is going to want to close up soon. If you're not ready to go home just yet, I have some paperwork to finish in my office. You can sit in there with me and keep reading if you'd like. Yeah, keep reading, talking, whatever you'd like, really. Oh, absolutely. I adore your company. You know that. I mean, I know it's not something a teacher should say to a boy she teaches, but I really look forward to these little moments we have to ourselves, just you and I. Oh, thank you for saying that. God, you're so cute. Come on, we'll go to my office. You can stay as long as you like, okay? Of course, come on. Here we are, my office. Couch is right there, make yourself comfortable. You can sit and read and we'll keep things quiet if you like. Or we can talk if you need someone to talk to. I know I'm a teacher and all, but it's a totally safe space. We can talk about anything. Of course, I promise. No judgments, no consequences. Once I close this door, everything's totally confidential. Oh, you're an absolute sweetheart. I said I had paperwork, but it can wait. What's more important? Some paperwork or the well-being of bright, adorable boys like you? Is that okay? Sorry, I couldn't help it. I was looking at you and the adorable kind of slipped out. Did that cross a line? Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you like hearing it. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't mean it. I told you I enjoy these moments with you. I care about you. When I see you sitting in the library alone like that, I worry. I could see something had happened. If I can help you feel even a little better, I want to help. Again, though, if you don't want to talk, of course, I'm happy to listen. Absolutely. Here, sit on the couch with me. We'll talk. Okay. Tell me everything, sweetheart. I'm here for you. Oh no, things haven't been great at home. I'm so sorry to hear that. Trouble between you and your parents? I'm so sorry. Yeah, of course I remember her. She doesn't go to school here, but I remember seeing her meet up with you after you leave book club. What? Excuse me? What did you say? She broke up with you? That's absurd. You're the best fucking thing that ever happened to her. Honey, I am dead fucking serious. How is she going to do better than you? You're smart, you're kind, you're fucking adorable. And that time it did not just slip out. There's so much about you that is obviously special, and she breaks up with you? No, that's completely unacceptable. You deserve so much better. That's insane that no one stood up for you like this. People should be telling you how great you are every day. It should be the first thing you hear. I can't believe she'd just leave you brokenhearted like this. I know I'm a teacher. I shouldn't be getting mad at an 18-year-old girl about dating choices, but it's... Sorry. It's just... You. Can I ask something personal? And you don't have to answer if you don't want. Okay. Again, I feel like we're in Countess territory. Another thing teachers don't normally discuss with students. Were you intimate with her at all? Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Was she your first? No, but what, sweetheart? What did she say? What did she say that your previous girlfriend said? What did they say to hurt you? Too what, honey? They said you were too what? Oh, I'll believe you. I'll believe you, honey. I swear you can tell me. Do you want me to say it? Would that be easier? I think I know. I think I know what it is. So can I say it? Did those girls tell you were too big? You poor thing. You poor, heartbroken, beautiful little thing. You were too big for them, weren't you? They didn't realise they were in bed with a fucking blessing and told you that you were too big. Oh, sorry, I broke the touch barrier. I just put my hands on your shoulder and left them there, didn't I? Pretty inappropriate thing to have in between a student and a teacher. Maybe almost as inappropriate as talking to a student about how big his dick is. Can I leave my hands there? Is that okay? Thanks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about those girls. Picking out one thing like that you can't control, it's so awful of them. What the fuck? The first girl said it was freakish. It's that big. Oh my God. Okay, well, she never should have said that. And besides, there are girls, women, who are really attracted to that kind of size. Like, enormously, incredibly, unbelievably attracted to that. Like, maybe that's all they think about. And maybe that's all they think about because one morning they were sitting in their car at the top of the hill overlooking the track behind the school, and they saw a boy step onto the track. And the boy was wearing shorts that made it really very obvious that he was more gifted than the average man. Have you noticed a car at the top of the hill on your morning runs, honey? Yeah, that's me. I went there one morning to clear my head after a bad night, and there you were, and I watched you run. And I've been watching ever since. Really intently watching. Fuck me, you feel strong under my fingers, sweetie. So strong and so solid. So special. A boy like you doesn't deserve to have his parents run him out of the house or have little girlfriends break his heart. A boy like you, oh my God, a boy like you deserves to feel so good. I can make you feel good if you want. I would love to make you feel good. Can I please make you feel good? Yeah? Oh, fuck, baby, yeah. Pull me closer like that. Let me make you feel good. Let me make you feel good right fucking now. Can't believe it. I'm really kissing you. I'm really doing this. Oh, fuck, I've wanted to do this for so fucking long. Oh, fuck it, I have to have you under me right now. Let me just... Let me just climb across. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me just straddle it. Grab me. Grab my hips. Oh God. Oh my God. Fuck. Fuck. I feel it. I feel it against me. It's grinding against my pussy right now like this. So fucking hard. So fucking big. Oh, exactly like I dreamed. Exactly like I fucking dreamed. I've wanted you for so long, baby. I've wanted you for so fucking long, little boy. I sat in that car and watched and made myself come every morning. Whispering your name, dreaming about doing this, dreaming about making you feel good. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Can I dry hump you? Can I grind against you and dry hump you like this? Yeah. Yeah. God, get lower. Move your hands lower. Grab my ass while I hump you. Oh, fuck yes. Squeeze harder. You squeeze teacher's ass hard, baby. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. You feel so hard against me. I dreamed of this. You have no idea how much I fucking dreamed of this. God, my God, you've got a big hard dick. So hard. So fucking big. God, I just adore the fact that you have a big dick. And I'm being an adorable boy with a big fucking dick. Holy fuck, I can come like this. I can truly fucking come like this, baby, just grinding against you. Yeah, just by humping your dick. Let me. You let teacher come. You let teacher come on you like this. You let me come. Let me come right here. You let me come right here at school. Fuck. 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 You made me come. Oh, baby. I want the real thing. I want the real thing, baby. I want it inside me so fucking bad. I told you I want to make you feel good. And that's exactly what I can do with this tight little pussy between my legs. Yeah? You let me do what those other girls can't. You let me do what I want. Let me take all of that perfect dick inside my tight little cunt. Thank you. Let me get up. I'm just gonna get... Let me get on my knees. Yeah. Let me get on my knees here in front of you so I can finally see this dick up close. I need to see... Oh, God, I need to see it so fucking bad. Are you going to show teacher your dick, little boy? Yeah? She's going to take it out of your pants right now, and she's going to see it. You're going to show teacher your fucking dick right now. Oh, my God. It's... Fuck. It's beautiful, baby. It's fucking gorgeous. I never dreamed I'd actually get to service a cock like this. I thought I'd only watch porn and have jealous little fits about those women who had their pussies destroyed by something like this, and you fucking dwarf them. You fucking bigger than I dreamed, baby. It's so long and fat and heavy and fuck hard. This is going to hurt me, and I'm going to love every inch of it stretching me out and fucking defiling me. Oh my God, pre-cum, I see it. Oh fuck, look how fucking hard you are and how turned on exposing yourself to teacher. Look, fuck, it's making me fucking mouth water. It's making my pussy drip. My panties and these jeans are already fucking ruined, baby. I've never been this wet before, and you and this dick made it this way. I want to touch it so bad. Can I touch it? Fuck. Oh my God, just touching it might make me come. I have to. I have to touch myself while I touch this magnificent cock, baby. Fuck. Oh, God, I could rub my pussy. Oh, my God, it's fucking huge. It's fucking huge and it's fucking perfect. Yeah, fuck, that's it, baby. Fuck, look at you buck like that. You like watching teacher play with herself while she worships your dick? Yeah? You like watch me fucking lose my mind at having this perfect thing in my hands and play with my wet pussy the way those immature little cunts should have? 18 with the stick in front of them and they turn it away, I could fucking slap them. One day they'll understand, but it won't matter because I'll have already fucking defiled you. Fuck yeah, you like that? You like when I talk about fucking defiling you? Because all I wanted to do watching you every day was defile this little boy I've had in my office right now. I'm going to corrupt you so fucking thoroughly. And I'm going to start with taking this hand that's nice and wet out of my panties and stroking your cock with my fingers covered in my own fucking slickness. That's it, baby. Moan. Fucking moan. Fucking enjoy it. You revel in it. You've got a grown woman on her knees beating you off because she's wanted to fuck you since she saw you. You've been her secret little crush for so fucking long, and now she's jerking you off with her own fucking wetness. What do you feel is my grip and my wetness and my fucking wedding ring? Because I don't care that I'm married or that I'm your teacher. All I care about in the world is making you feel good. All I care about is making you come. That's it, baby. You curse and you fucking shout. No one is around. The librarian's long gone and it's just us now. Fucking revel in it. I'm gonna make you come tonight. Right here with my pussy. I'm gonna take every inch of you no matter what it takes. And I'm gonna ride you. I'm gonna fucking ride you and make you come. You're going to feel a real woman's pussy tonight, baby. But first, first you're going to feel my mouth. Fuck yes, baby. Yeah. You ever had your dick sucked like that? Huh? Ever had one of those little bitches take you that deep down their throat and fucking gurg and then pull their mouth off this masterpiece wetter than when they were before? Huh? That's what I'm gonna give every time, baby. Every fucking time. Every time you need to feel good, your teacher is gonna be there to make you fucking explode. You beautiful fucking thing. You're not a freak. You're not a fucking freak, baby. You're beautiful. You're fucking beautiful. Your dick is huge and hard and fucking beautiful. And I'm gonna ride it right now. Stay there. I'm not even gonna bother with my toe, baby. Okay, look at me. Look at me in the eyes while I sink down on you, baby. I want you to remember this. I want you to remember the moment you ruined a woman's life and she fucking thanked you for it. I want you to see my face when I fucking take you inside me. I want you to remember the exact moment she became a boy that fucks his teacher. Holy fucking Christ, your tip is so fucking thick. Fuck, this dick is gonna fucking annihilate me. Fuck yes, it's happening. It's happening. I'm gonna cry. Holy fuck. And I took it all. I took it all inside me right now. Every inch of you is inside me, and it's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing, baby. It's fucking amazing. It's better than I ever dreamed. Your fucking cock is better than I dreamed. You made me come on the first stroke. I haven't come that hard in years, you magnificent little fucker, and you did it in one stroke. What the fuck? Let me ride it now, please. Let me make you come. Let me use this creaming little pussy to make you come. I owe you so many orgasms. I owe you so many orgasms from all the times I watched you come running around that track as in my car, rubbing my cunt, and I fucking came whispering at you. I want to make you come right now. I want to make you come right fucking now. Get it? Yes. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. 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 Fuck yes. Oh, my God. I'm so fucking full. I'm so fucking full. You look at this adorable boy. Look at this adorable fucking face. Look at this angel's face. Look at this fucking adorable little boy between my legs. Oh, this adorable boy that I get to ride with his big fucking dick that he's just been walking around with this whole time, not getting properly fucked. This ends now, baby. It ends right now. God, you're fucking gorgeous. Who would turn you away? Who would be so fucking cruel? I would be so fucking stupid. They threw away treasure when every day I dreamed about doing this to you. This is what you deserve, baby. This is what you deserve right here. Someone to fuck. Someone who's dreamed about making you come. I sat there every day and dreamed about fucking you, baby. Now I get to. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, baby. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I can't. Oh, fuck. I haven't been fucked like this in so long. My husband is fucking useless for years. He's fucking failed, and now you're a teenager and you're gonna make me fucking come, baby. Yeah, let teacher ride you, baby. You let me ride you until I come. Yeah, let me be this for you. Let teacher be a little slut. You let me be a whorish old woman slut that humps your dick and comes all over it and fucking corrupts you. You let me be what my husband never sees. Oh my God, your size, your strength, you're everything he isn't. You're so much more. You're so much fucking more. Fuck. Yeah, I'm fucking the perfect boy. A fucking filthy teacher slut. Fucking the perfect little boy. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. I'm gonna come all over you. I'm gonna fucking come all over you and defile you right now, baby. Right now. Right fucking now. God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Fuck. Fucking amazing. Oh my God. I haven't come like that in so long. Maybe ever. Oh my God. You fucking perfect boy. Come here. Come here. Oh fuck, look at this adorable face. You're ready to come, aren't you? You little angel. Aren't you, you little fucking prince? I'm gonna make you come so fucking hard every time. I'll make you come so hard every time we fuck, baby. This is only the beginning. You're fucking perfect. I'll do everything those girls wouldn't do. Yeah, wouldn't she do, huh? What wouldn't that last ungrateful little bitch do? I'll do it all. I'll do everything. I'll do every single bit. Oh, Rudy, you come. You come all over my face, okay? Come all over my face, okay? When you come, you come. Oh, come on, get it. I'm gonna get on my knees, okay? Let me get on my knees. Yeah, you come all over my face, all over teacher's pretty face, okay? You fucking come all over my teacher's pretty face. Breathe, baby. Feel me tight around you. Feel my pussy clench and squeeze and adore that fucking dick of yours. Fuck. You thrust up into me, baby. Yeah. Yeah, you come, baby. It doesn't matter what happens to me. I don't fucking matter, baby. You fuck this little pussy until you're ready to explode. I don't care if we hear... Yeah, I don't care if we hear the first period bell. You fuck me until you come all over my face. Feel me envelop you, baby. Feel me pull you in. That's it, fuck it. Fuck it, fuck teachers, cunt. You fuck teachers, married cunt until you come. Fuck it until you come. This little cum shoots out of you and all over my pretty little married face. I feel you twitch. Whenever I say it, you look at me. You fuck teachers, married cunt. Fuck teachers, married cunt. You fuck married teachers, cunt. Fuck teachers, married cunt. Fuck baby, yes baby, come. Fuck my married cunt. Fuck my married cunt. Come, come, come. Get off, get off. Come. Yes, that's it, all over me, baby. Come, all over my face. Yes, baby, give it all to me, all over my face, baby. Yes, suck me. Fuck, cover my face. Oh my God, that's fucking amazing. Get it all over me. My hair, my blouse, baby, fuck yes, yeah. Oh, fuck. Unbelievable. That was unbelievable, baby. You fucking covered me. Oh my God, I'm drenched. It's fucking amazing. What? What, sweetie? What is it? Oh, my... Me too. Me too, sweetheart. I've never come that hard. We were both pretty pent up, huh? But I think we've both really wanted to do that too. Let's clean up. I have to find clothes to wear home because I'm pretty sure these are ruined. How do you feel, sweetie? You feel okay? You saw a different side of teacher then, didn't you? No, honey. Thank you. I'm so glad this happened. I don't think this will be the last time either.